now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. Fewer babies were born last year in America than in any year during the past three decades, according to the Centers for Disease Control. This is surprising for a number of reasons. For instance, a stronger economy often translates into more births, and U.S. economic performance has been stronger recently. As a result of a string of years during which the number of American births has declined, the number of older Americans is quickly catching up with the number of younger Americans. As indicated by writer Philip Bump, thanks to lower life expectancies a century ago, there were relatively few Americans 65 years and older. In 1900, those 18 and younger made up more than 40% of America's population. People 65 and older made up less than 5%. By 2016, this gap had narrowed, with less than a quarter of the population 18 and younger, and more than 15% 65 or older. By 2042, the number of people aged 65 and older will surpass the population aged 18 and younger, according to Census Bureau projections. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. Recent research indicates that young adults are not only marrying and having children later in life than members of prior generations, they also spend much more time getting to know a significant other before they tie the knot. An eHarmony report focused on relationships found that American couples aged 25 to 34 knew each other for an average of 6.5 years before marrying. This finding is based on online interviews with more than 2,000 adults who are either married or in long-term relationships. As indicated by a New York Times article, sociologists, psychologists, and other experts who analyze relationships indicate that this deliberative approach toward marriage has increasingly emerged as the norm, as women have poured into the workforce in recent decades. In 1970, the median age for one to be married was 23 years for men and less than 21 years for women. As of last year, the median age of marriage had risen to nearly 30 years for men and more than 27 years for women. Both men and women appear eager to advance their careers and perhaps pay down student debt before settling down. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. The price of American homes continues to rise, even in the context of recent increases in mortgage rates, which render homes less affordable, all things being equal. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index indicates that home prices were up by nearly 7% nationally in March compared to a year earlier. Especially sharp price increases were registered in Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Francisco, each of which reported price increases in excess of 11%. Nationally, home prices are slightly higher than the pre-Great Recession peak achieved in 2006. Home price increases continue to easily outstrip wage growth. As indicated by the Associated Press, prices are rising for a number of reasons, including scant inventory of unsold homes and an economy that continues to perform well by many measures. Over the past 12 months, the number of homes listed for sale nationally has declined by more than 6%. The limited inventory of unsold properties in many highly sought-after neighborhoods is fomenting bidding wars, something that was typical during the height of the housing boom that took place more than a decade ago. But the combination of rising mortgage rates and home prices is pricing many people out of the market. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. A recent article authored by Natalie Kitroff points out that home ownership among Americans in their 20s and 30s is hovering near a three-decade low. Only 35% of households headed by someone younger than 35 years owned a home last year. That's down from 41% in 1982, according to census data. Despite an economy that has been in recovery for 9 years, young people are still far more likely to be living at home with parents. Not coincidentally, the nation's outstanding student loans total $1.4 trillion, surpassing credit cards to emerge as the largest source of personal debt with the exception of mortgages. Not only are many people wrestling with student debt, they have begun their careers at a time of soft wage growth. Lending standards are also stricter now than they were prior to the global financial crisis. Moreover, many young people have been moving to vibrant cities where they can only afford to rent. Ongoing increases in home prices and in mortgage rates have rendered the American dream that much more difficult to access. It also doesn't help that young buyers are having to compete with older ones to purchase a dwindling inventory of unsold homes. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. Recently available research from Christina Gibson Davis and Christine Prochesky adds to our collective knowledge regarding the nature of economic inequality in America. The two researchers point out that in 1984, the demographer Samuel Preston warned that the U.S. had made a set of policy choices that would dramatically alter the age profile of well-being. This alteration would occur because these policies were devoting more resources toward improving conditions for the elderly while neglecting to do the same for families with children. Indeed, the new research indicates that those over the age of 65 have weathered the past quarter century much better than families with children. Between 1989 and 2013, the net worth of older households increased by 45%. Over the same period, the wealth of families with children declined by 56%. In part, this was a reflection of the general increase in wealth inequality. Between 1989 and 2013, the top 1% saw their wealth increase by 156%, while parents in the bottom half saw their wealth shrink. In 2013, roughly a third of all families with children had no wealth, only debt. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.